And you're listening to LMS Radio, and my name is Gina. Well, the wait is all over today. On the 5th of September 2022, the UK has its next Prime Minister, Mary Elizabeth Truss. Now, she's the UK's Prime Minister succeeding Boris Alexandria Johnson. What a name. It's been 1 month of exhaustion. Well, it's been exhausting for all of us members of the public, in which the Conservative Party has to choose who runs the country, and they finally have. It was not Richie Sunak, the first Indian, if he won, the first non-white person, if he ever became the Prime Minister of England. No, it didn't happen. I think it's a grocer's daughter, Mary Elizabeth Truss. But she likes to call her name Liz Truss. Well, that's it. Some people who are called Elizabeth like to call themselves Betty. Right. Oh, my goodness. So how are you? Well, we have succeeded. We have finally got a new Prime Minister. Is it something that you say, hooray, it's happened, because they didn't like Boris Johnson? I'm just glad it's all over. I'm glad it's finished. But anyway, we are debating here in the UK. How is she going to be as a Prime Minister? What's she going to do? Inflation is high. I think it's now 8%. Fuel is going up. Gas is going up. Crime is going up. So the economy in the UK is not that good. Shops are shutting because of COVID. It's had a very big impact in this country. The National Health Service is losing its doctors and nurses. They're all leaving. So what we are doing, we are going to Ghana and the Philippines and importing. So we're importing nurses and doctors from Ghana, the Philippines and India, as always, to this country. So this is how the economy and the situation now is in this country. And it's very hard for her, a woman, she's taken over from Boris Johnson. Now, Mr. Johnson did do quite a lot of things for this country during his term as Prime Minister. Now, he was involved in bringing in COVID. The UK was the first country in the world to have the COVID vaccination, and I was a volunteer in the centre giving out the vaccination, but helping people get their vaccination. So I will always remember, you know, Boris Johnson for what he had done. He was also involved in the Ukraine, meeting the Ukrainian president or prime minister. And, you know, the UK sent, I think, is it $300 million in aid for the Ukraine? And all this was thanks to Boris Johnson. He was responsible for all this. So we will always remember the legacy of Boris Alexandria Johnson. Well, anyway, I'll just take a break right now. Oh, yeah. Listen to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and you're listening to Everyday News. What's happening? What's happening in your country? What's happening everywhere? You know, the strikes, the COVID vaccination. We're bringing back the booster vaccination this autumn. So it's coming out now, this Monday. So many people in the care homes, the nursing homes, they've been told that they need the autumn booster. And I have been asked, will I volunteer and help? Well, you know, I'm just tired, you know. I mean, this COVID, they say it's coming back again. They say that, oh, it's going down. You just don't know what to believe. It's going up, it's going down. When you get on the train, very few people are using the mask. So you're beginning to wonder, I mean, what's the whole point using the, you know, using the mask, having the COVID vaccination? Because nobody's using their mask anymore. So what's the point of having this booster? But you know, you're just finding that this is what the government is just doing with public money. And this is from the NHS budget. So you're just beginning to wonder. Anyway, so let me just tell you some stories, some anecdote, but just to, oh God, fed up with what's happening now. Oh, a couple of years ago, 1995, advertised in the newspaper, local newspaper, was said, how would you like to invest in a film? And it was by the film company was a Scottish film company in Stratford-upon-Avon, Shakespeare's country. Now, in Stratford-upon-Avon, I've been there. I went to Anne Hathaway's cottage. Now, I think she was the wife of William Shakespeare. And you know Shakespeare, he did to be or not to be. He did that. And he was a sex, you know, people study Shakespearean. And he was a man who brought theatres, you know, plays to theatre. And I went there, and there's a lot of Japanese people when I went there who liked Shakespeare. Who I was quite surprised that the Japanese are into Shakespeare. Well, you know, you never know, do you? Well, anyway, I'll continue with this film company. They had placed an advertisement in a newspaper, and they said, "How would you like to invest in a film?" I said, "Wow." Well, it just means there's quite a lot of people, and it was a Shakespearean film. So you just flip up the you know, cut newspaper, send a few check, and send off the coupon. So I did this. So I was given the opportunity to be in the film, and the film was made, and it was premiered in 1997, finally, and it was premiered in Scotland. Now, I thought that because it was filmed in Scotland, because film company is Scottish. So when the film was made, they had an actor called Jason Connery, Sean Connery's son. Am I getting closer? And I wondered now, why is this film, why was the film premiere in Scotland? I didn't know this, but guess who was the guest of honor? They sent all of the people who were the investors to come to Edinburgh Castle to see the film premiered here. So they managed to do an arrangement with the castle and have the film shown here. So on this day, right? I just wondered why Edinburgh Castle? But guess who was the ghost, the guest of honour? Who was there? I'll just give you a clue. I'm just coming up now. It was none other than Sean Connery. He was the guest of honor. Oh, Mr. 007. But you know what? I didn't go because I just thought, Why in God's name did you have it in Edinburgh Castle? But you know, oh, I wish I had gone. I would have been doing a high-length fling with you know who. And how I saw all this, they had taken photographs and they sent us all these pictures. And Sean Connery was there wearing a kilt. And he was dancing in Edinburgh Castle. And ooh, I would have been woo-hoo-hoo-hoo with Sean Connery, but it never happened. So, you know, I kind of regretted that anyway. But imagine Sean Connery. Yeah. He came to my film premiere. Ooh. Well, you know, you do have another sneaky thing, don't you? A couple of months ago, I applied for a job at Pinewood Studios. Sent in, well, I didn't send in my details. I just sent in, just that I'm interested there. Didn't hear any word from Pinewood Studios. So, guess what? I applied for a job at Warner Brothers. And I seem to have impressed them, and I got a letter from Warner Brothers. Well, I say no more, do I? I'll just take a short break now. Well, thank you so much for the short break. As I was saying, I got a letter from Warner Brothers. Well, I will say no more and I'll just hush, hush. Anyway, so my goodness, you know how the news is. We've got our new Prime Minister. So what else is very interesting in this? Well, guess what? I have to say it, whether you don't want to hear it or not, Meghan and Harry are here. They're going to do some kind of speech, whatever they're going to talk about, I don't know. You don't really know with Meghan and Harry. Oh, God. Oh, and there was something very sad that happened. I think it happened on Saturday. And is a man's son died, 13-year-old, and he is a jockey. No, he was the son of Henry D. Brumhead, a trainer in horse racing. Now his son is called Jack D. Brumhead. Now he died. I think he died. How did he die? He died in a pony race. It's quite sad, isn't it? Oh dear. So that's one of the sad things in the news, you know. And you wouldn't believe this one. You know that the UK took in people from the Ukraine, and apparently these people who took them in, the husbands, they are now having liaisons with the Ukrainian women and leaving their wives for them. You know what I mean, don't you? And there's a terrible disaster that's happened in Pakistan with the flooding. That's another thing. And they've done a donation here where so many people can give donations to the Pakistani flooding. Yeah. And that's so much due to the rain. They say it's climate change. And it says, well, there's an article, you know, it's just here where they're asking for donation. And it says the rain isn't stopping. Save lives, donate now. Yeah. Well, anyway, this is the news and everyday news. I hope that you are feeling well. I just brought you just some interesting things that are just happening here in the UK. And I will be bringing you more interesting news. Well, anyway, thank you so much just for listening to Everyday News. And I hope you're also listening to the mugshot, you know, of the series that we have on crime. So I hope we're there. That's a new introduction. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and many thanks to listeners from New York. You know who you are. California, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Romania and Poland, and Spain and India. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and we are available on Sonus and BossSpeaker, patreon.com, and on Google, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Spotify, Player FM, Samsung devices. We're available on all of these, and on Amazon Alexa. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to hear from you and hear from you again. You can always leave a comment for us. We love your feedback. All of it is much appreciated. So I'm leaving you now, and I hope to see you next time. You're fantastic listeners, and you're wonderful. And I'm signing off now, and I love to hear from you, and bye-bye. Thank you.